Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie. Producing the show, hoping everybody out there is having a safe and tremendous Tuesday. Well, it's been a good week so far for Stephen Yeager, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer, collects his fifth Corn Ferry Tour win up in Boise, Idaho. He's about to board a plane to Columbus, Ohio, right, Stephen? Always on the go?
I am in the airport waiting for the plane to get here. I think it's about to land. So, yeah, I'm on the way to Columbus.
Excellent. All right, listen, that was your fifth victory. That's like too shy of the all-time record. I mean, I know your ultimate goal is to win on the PGA Tour, but given the level of talent on that Corn Ferry, I mean, do you ever just step back for a second and be like, I mean, because that's a pretty amazing accomplishment to win five times.
Yeah, I think you kind of put a good point out that I obviously want to win on the PGA Tour rather than the Corn Ferry, but I've done it all in the last, I guess, four years or so. So that kind of gives me some confidence going forward that I still have plenty of golf left in me to accomplish what I want out on the PGA Tour. And right now the plan and the goal is to get on back on tour, and that was definitely a big step in the right direction.
Stephen, you have a history of when you win these things, you've got the lead. What about grabbing that lead and putting people away? What kind of mental makeup does that take? Because it seems like once you get that lead, you don't let it go.
Yeah, I don't – you can go back to maybe like junior golf where I've always been somebody that – I don't want to beat somebody. I want to really, I want to just hammer them. And I don't know if that's the mentality that I have on Sundays when it kind of comes down the line, obviously. And I was actually surprised halfway through the round. I was only two under through, I think, 13 holes, and I thought I was going to be behind. Obviously, there's no leaderboards, anything. So I thought I had to do something special coming in, and I guess nobody really played that good, and I just kind of cruise controlled it in, made a couple birdies, and gave myself a nice little cushion going on 18.
Now, Stephen, I guess just a few years ago, that win alone would have punched your ticket because it would have given you a top 25 finish. Mm-hmm. And so what do you – kind of explain what you have to do now, because, I mean, we'd be talking about four Baylor golfers guaranteed, on the tour,
yeah.
But you still have a little bit of work to do.
Yeah, so since all the COVID-19 stuff has happened, the Corn Ferry has decided that this year plus the next year is going to be one big season. So obviously with the points being – it was around 700 last year, I think, got their tour card, but we almost have probably a season and a half or almost, a season and three quarters. So it's all speculation, but I think – obviously, I'm in a great spot now. I've got to just keep playing well, and the goal is to win a couple more and get there early. But it's a hard game. When every time you think you figured it out, you kind of get knocked in the face a little bit. But I'm looking forward to the spot I'm in. I think, those three finals events that we're playing now, the top five get in the U.S. Open, so I've got a pretty good shot at that. We'll go from there.
But you said due to the COVID and the way they've shuffled things is there any way you can be on the PGA Tour for the 2021 season, or will it have to be for the following?
Not full status wise. I think what they're doing after Evansville, which is not this week, but next week, they're giving the top 10 guys on the money list, almost like the opposite field events, the Puerto Ricos and the Dominican Republic events that are, opposite of a major or the WGCs. So they'll get probably five or six events, which is, it gives you a chance to compete and possibly win one. And if that happens, you're back on tour. So That's definitely the next goal, the next 2 weeks, to get in that top 10 and get out there for at least 5 or 6 events.
Because you're not far from that right now, correct?
Yeah, I'm 12. Yeah. I haven't really looked at the points, how many points I'm behind, because I feel like if I've got a chance on Sunday, it probably doesn't do me any good knowing how many points I need. I just want to play as well as possible. And if it works out, it works out. So, but I'm closer than I was last week. That's
absolutely.
You're listening to Stephen Yeager, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer, coming off his fifth career Corn Ferry Tour win in Boise, Idaho, about to board a plane to Columbus, Ohio. You're listening to Stephen here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
It's a crazy place that sports has gotten to when it's about the points and then the money. They gave you this huge crystal trophy. What the hell do you do with something that big?
Well, they send it to you, and then you put it in your trophy room if you have one.
I mean, but you can't put, like, M&Ms in that thing. I mean, that'd be $40 in M&Ms.
Well, it'll fill up nicely with wine or beer, I'll tell you that.
Okay, fair enough. And David and I have been in sports, so we've known you since your Baylor days and, of course, your UTC days. Have we been misspelling your name this whole time? Because when I Googled and saw your results from the weekend, it was just J-A, and then not the way we've been spelling it forever, with the little German symbol over the A. You should have told us. So, you should have told us.
Well, since the American, I guess, you don't have a letter A with two dots on it, so you actually have been spelling it right. I guess that might have been, did you look at a German website maybe? That's
no, it's how your Wikipedia page is.
Oh, well, I don't know, but the way you spelled here is AE, so you guys have been good.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Well, I was about to say Keith Mitchell texted me with the AE, so I was like, if Keith doesn't know it.
He knows. You know, I've been spelling his name wrong for the longest time with one L.
All right, in that regard, after the heavy lifting was done, when you cracked open your phone, I need to know the number of text messages you had and the one that made you smile the most.
The number's a little skewed because a couple ones were like group text messages where multiple text messages were sent.
Right.
But I had probably 150.
Okay.
And then JT Poston said something funny. He texted me to say practice round at Wingfoot. So that kind of made me smile. And obviously you don't think about that stuff right away when you're out there trying to win a golf tournament, and when all sets in, you're like, oh, cool, I'm going to probably get to play the U.S. Open, especially at a cool, cool venue like Wingfoot.
I know David, you already told David about how this is a step to the ultimate goal, but I'm curious now, with the amount of success you've had on a tour that a lot of these guys are trying to find success on, when you walk up and down the range, do you hear other players whisper, hey, there's Steven. I mean, he's won like 5 times on this thing.
You know, I don't know. I think obviously a lot of the guys out there now, they're ready to play. As you can see, I think number 1 and 2, they're both young guys. They're just kind of gotten done with college, and they're ready for this next level. They're ready to compete on the PGA Tour. And I don't know about all that. I think, I think if you have, and I don't consider myself one, if you have guys like world beaters, like the Justin Thomases that played out here for a year, I think you can tell that those guys have a new, they have a different level. And I'm not saying I'm never going to get there, but I think it's going to take, take a good year on tour, next year when I get out there and, get my feet to be as comfortable as I am out here. You know, that's the biggest thing. And I think, I think the golf is a little different, and you've got to do things a little differently out there than you have to do on the Corn Ferry. But at the end of the day, it's golf. And the better I get over the years, I think I can get to where my goal is, and the world rankings and the FedEx Cup and all that stuff. So, I don't know if people like look and be like, oh my God, this guy is, you know, amazing, because there's really, like, if you look at it, there's really nothing that I don't hit it like, you know, Bryson, or I don't make every putt like Jordan used to do. So it's not like a wow somebody with, you know, incredible stuff. So I don't really know why anybody would look at it. But I guess the only thing I can kind of pride myself on is when I get in, you know, get up there and get close to the lead, I like to compete, and I like to be hard to beat, you know, on Sundays.
You're listening to Stephen Yeager, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer, coming off the Corn Ferry Triumph up in Boise, Idaho. Stephen, what is different about your game this year compared to maybe the last couple of years when you were on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I've done a lot of work on my long game, because I felt like that was always, I think that's the difference between the PGA Tour and the Corn Ferry. I think you can get away with not hitting it maybe as well on the Corn Ferry, and you get on the golf courses like, you know, Quail Hollow and Riviera and all those places. You better hit it good, or your bad's got to be better. And I think that was kind of my goal. My bad has to be better to the point where I can still compete, figure some stuff out, and turn the miscut into like a 40th, and turn a 50th into the 22nd. You know, so that's the biggest difference for me. I've obviously been working hard with my coach, and it's a long road. You can't change something like that in an instant. So we're obviously seeing the fruits of the labor, I'm kind of ready to keep going and keep working at it and see what we got this year.
Stephen, when you're in Boise or Columbus, Ohio, how hard is it to follow Harris, Luke, and Keith when they're playing? I mean, do you try to keep tabs on them?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Harris and Keith a lot more.
Right.
You know, I played with Luke when he won in Sawgrass. I actually played the first two rounds or the third round with him. I can't remember. And, you know, Luke and I, we never went to school together. So the connection of Baylor is there. But, he's a super nice guy, quiet. So I keep up with him a little bit, you know, when I see his name. But I have taps on Harris and Keith for sure. I have little stars next to their names and see when they play well. And I texted Harris when he was playing good after the third round at Wyndham, and we always text each other. So those two for sure. That's pretty much it.
All right, Stephen, you know, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
All right, I'm ready.
What is your favorite destination on the Corn Ferry Tour?
Honestly, probably Boise. The downtown's amazing and so walkable. Food's great. One of my favorite spots of the year, for sure.
I don't know if you saw the story, but Tiger Woods' son blitzed the field in a 9-hole tournament with his dad on the bag. How intimidated would you be if Tiger Woods was carrying your bag?
I'm intimidated by his son. Have you seen his golf swing?
It's unbelievable!
It's unbelievable. I can't beat that guy. I hope I'm done by the time he goes out on tour.
All right. During the pandemic, when golf was shut down, what did you do to pass the time? Did you binge watch something?
No, I worked at our cookie dough store in Chattanooga. That's pretty much all we've done the last 3 months. So
okay, so no bake, no bake never closed during the pandemic, or did it?
No, we didn't. We did a lot of deliveries, neighborhood deliveries, and
that's awesome.
We just kind of stayed alive that way. Honestly, we kind of figured out a way to get to people without having personal contact with them, and it actually worked out because everybody's home. Everybody's kind of brainstorming, and we had some of the best months we've had in a while doing that. So it was kind of fun, but I was ready to kind of get back to the normal job after that.
How many people would you say in North Chattanooga know you as the cookie dough guy and not the five-time professional golf winner?
I'm not sure if that not that many. Probably okay. My friends, and that's about it. I have a few guys on tour that know, because I keep bringing them some stuff on the road and stuff. But I don't blast that on my social media.
All right, well, Stephen, we know you got a plane to catch. Best of luck this weekend in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you, as always, for visiting with us here in Chattanooga on Press Row. Safe travels, and best of luck again this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Stephen Yeager, always fun to have, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer. 648-1051 is your number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.